are the ingredients a little new school. Some soul. A little R&B.
There's a limit to my love. There's a limit. There's a limit to my aching heart. How did I ever?
And a taste of old school. Listening to Ujima 98 FM.
Hi, I'm Meg Cox and I'm a sustainable fashion stylist and runway event organiser.
And I'm Mary Minor, singer, songwriter and performer, and you're listening to the Persona Power Podcast.
The Persona Power Podcast is about using sustainable fashion and self-care as tools to step into your confidence, protect your mental health and strengthen your identity.
Because when you know who you are, you can thrive anywhere, on stage, online and in everyday life.
Hello, welcome to the Persona Power Podcast with myself, Meg Cox. I am a sustainable fashion stylist and business owner here in Bristol. And today we don't have Mary with us. I am doing the show solo, and that's because she is on holiday. So I hope she is lapping up the sun rays and having the best time ever. But I am here today with some information about how we can fall in love with our own style, because I really believe that each of us are totally unique and we have our own style formula, and it's a way of how we can express ourselves day to day. And in a world of conformity and everybody maybe wanting to look the same, I think is a really refreshing way to live your life. And it's I genuinely think it's a as part of the joy of life, being able to enjoy the simple task of just getting dressed in the morning. So as per most of the shows, I like to come with you, come to the show with a little bit of fashion news first. So, if you have been paying attention to any of like the celeb news at the moment, and especially anything to do with the Super Bowl, you would have seen Bad Bunny in his white suit, and that suit was a custom design from Zara. So I bring this to you today as a woman who loves sustainability, and I am just wondering why they went with Zara. You know, Zara is a huge high street brand, and I have seen that the sales have absolutely skyrocketed since the Super Bowl, so I guess the PR stunt worked for them, which is great for them. But I'm just wondering, like, why didn't they look to maybe like an independent designer, or look to giving that opportunity to somebody who really might have benefited from it? And I, as a sustainable fashion stylist, I really don't like to shop nor wear high street pieces, and that's for many reasons, really. The fact that, you know, the ethical side of it, there's their production line is not very ethical, and their fabrics are not sustainable, they always break, and they're super overpriced for what they are. And also, everything looks the same. Like, there's no real unique designs, I don't think, in there either. And I was a bit disappointed when I saw that the Super Bowl, so his outfit was a designer who had like custom designed it, custom made it, but then Zara had basically just slapped their name on it. And I just think it's a shame, you know. I love seeing small designers promoted, and you know, did Zara really need that excessive boost in sales? Maybe. I guess there's a lot of people who are relying on Zara for their jobs, and I think that's an amazing thing that there's so many people who are employed by them. But I would also like to see some of the smaller designers getting their opportunity as well, you know. Anyway, yeah, that's enough of the fashion news. I will bring another fashion news story to you next week, but back to the topic today. So, how to fall in love with your style. So, over the years of me exploring and finding my own style, I've also realized that I've explored who I am as a person too. It's really, really tightly connected. And being curious in how I've wished to visually express myself has become a daily act of self-care, you know, checking in with myself each morning, trying to figure out how I felt that day, what colours resonate with how I feel. So I'm here to hopefully ignite your curiosity within yourself to nurture self-love and style at the same time. So in the words of the late Iris Apfel, fashion you can buy, but style you possess. The key to style is learning who you are, which can take years. And I think that's really powerful. It's a lifelong thing that you can do for yourself. And if you've never heard of Iris Apfel, she is a absolute fashion icon. She passed away at 102, and she looked fantastic all the way through her life. She would describe herself as an old teenager, which I really love. I really, really love that. So, style, as I mentioned a minute ago, it's self-expression. In the same way that artists express themselves through their paintings, dancers through movement, and writers through their narratives. So style is another form of that expression. You can think of your body as if it's a blank canvas. And it communicates who you are before you even say a single word. Like when you compose your outfits from your true self, your clothes become an extension of your inner world, your values, your energy, and your story, which I think is such a powerful thing if you're able to tap into that communication just through visuals. And it's also for me a really great way to help rationalize your anxiety as well. Like it can help if you're walking into a big room of people. It can help if, you know, you're having to set yourself up for an interview or do something that you need to be your bigger self within. Fashion and clothing can help you reach that level just through a visual communication. So it's a really amazing tool for you to tap into. So you got to dress to impress, instead of dressing to impress, we dress to express. So release yourself of the worry of whatever everybody else thinks of you, and instead just think about the way that you really want to express yourself instead. You know, the world expects us to blend in and conform. So letting your style shine is a beautiful way to disrupt the norm, I believe. You know, if you've wandered down the street and you've seen someone across the road and they just look fantastic and they catch your eye, and that's just simply because of what they're wearing. And I think it's a really powerful, powerful thing. It's important to dress from feeling as well. So great, like you don't need a rule book to tell you how you should be dressing. You know, stop looking at what the style trends are telling you to do and what's cool and what's not now. Like ignore the trends. They are simply there to drive sales for the fast fashion industry. They don't need any more of that. Zara's just had a massive boost in sales just because of the Super Bowl. You know, we need to instead look internally, look at what feels right on you, and start to explore that instead of worrying about trends. Trends come and go so quickly. And it's quite a negative and self-conscious thing to try to keep up with all of these trends and trying to keep up with what's cool and what's not. Because now, especially within the world of social media, trends come and go so, so quickly. They're called micro trends now. Like before, you know, the 2000s and 2010s, trends, you could decipher a trend within a decade. So it's quite easy to look back to like the 90s with the black and white chic grunge elements. You can look back to the 70s with like the brown tones and the flares, looking back to the 60s with the bright bold prints. Like, we were able to look back and really decipher what style was within what decade. But from the boom of social media and the computer world, the digital world, I don't know why I said computer world then, what is that? Anyway, from then, communication became very, very quick. We were able to speak to people across the world. We were able to take photos and post it on, I don't know, MySpace, Bebo. That shows my age now. So that has meant that trends have sped up so quickly that, you know, we could see a trend come and go within a few months to a year. It's quite hard to keep up with that. It's almost impossible, because what you're going to end up doing is buying into one thing, and then before you know it, it's deemed as not cool anymore. You know, it's obsolete. So then you're going to have to go and buy something else which is deemed as cool. So it's a waste of money. It makes you feel not worthy, because all of a sudden, like, you thought you were great, you thought you were cool, and then all of a sudden you're not. Like, that's not a good mental pattern to be within. So let's come away from that. Ignore the trend. Rebel against the trends. You know, being your own style is rebellious. Non-conforming is rebellious. And I think that's amazing. I think it's so fun. So, dressing from feeling. How do we start to look into that? You know, we won't fully understand how we feel in things overnight. Sometimes we will, and that's amazing. You're super in tune with yourself. But really, exploring what feels good to you, you're not going to figure that out overnight. And that's okay. It's a journey. So it's a muscle that you can strengthen, and you can also begin to trust yourself over time as well. So some of the questions that you can ask yourself to ignite that exploration. What colours do I enjoy? So what colours are around you? What colours are in your house? What colours are already in your wardrobe maybe? How do they make you feel? You know, yellow and bright colours are quite happy and energetic colour, whereas like blues are very calming, greens are very calming as well. Think about the things that you enjoy. What artwork do you have up in your house? So once you start looking at things like that, you're able to start to pick up the things that you enjoy. And then once you found those colours, go and try other things on in those colours. Next question, how does this piece of clothing make me feel? So when you've put it on, just check in with yourself. Does it make me feel good? Is it colourful? Or am I, you know, does it bring me joy? Do I feel confident in this? Or don't I? And if you don't, that's okay as well. Just try something else on. Or if it's within your own wardrobe, then maybe that's a sign to take it to the charity shop. Next question. So how do I want to feel in my clothes? Do I want to feel super confident? Yeah. do I want to feel powerful? Do I want to feel happy and content? Do I want to feel seen yet? Or is that an uncomfortable feeling at the moment? Another question. So what do I want to be? Who do I want to be, and what does that person look like? So that's a really, really powerful question, because that's essentially asking you who is it that you want to manifest? Who are you within the dreams that you have? Who does that person look like, and how do they feel? And then when you ask yourself that, you could be like, oh, okay, well, I really want to, I don't know, have my dream job. I really want to have that job that I've been dreaming about forever. What does that person who is in that job wear? Or I really want to be an amazing musician. You aspire to look like maybe some other musicians that you're really inspired by. What do they wear? You can think, okay, well, maybe I need to go out and have a look for that certain type of clothing. Look into your muses is a really important one. Whenever I have a styling client come to me and I'm trying to figure out what their style is, one of the questions is, do you have any style muses? And that could be people you follow on social media. That could be people that like characters in your favorite films. What do they wear? It could be musicians, like I just said. Like what do they wear? It could be your grandma when she was like in her 20s, 30s. You've seen a photo and you're like, oh, granny, you look amazing. Like there's so much that we can pull from the world around us that can tell us about what style we love. So your style is unique, you know, in the same way that you are one of one. Nobody else is like you. And that also relates to your style too. So it's like a fingerprint. So it's formed by your life, your passions and your mood. I've just delved into, like, what colours are you drawn to? What shapes make you feel good and feel free? What silhouettes resonate with you? When I say silhouettes, you could look into the silhouettes that resonate with maybe your favorite eras. Do you absolutely love like 80s movies? what silhouettes are they wearing? Are they big shoulders and structured pieces, or are you looking to like 90s grunge where everything is kind of like a little bit relaxed? Are you looking to the 60s where you've got a lot of shift dresses, so everything's a little bit loose but quite short? Do you love the 50s where it's like gorgeous dresses with longer hems? Do you love a combination? Like I don't particularly have a certain era that I only dress in. I kind of pull pieces from elements that I like, and usually I just get inspired by the pieces that I find, like in the charity shops, or I get inspired by movies as well. I love all of the movies. Well, I actually love like horror movies. I actually find a lot of inspiration from them. So what pieces in your wardrobe already feel like old friends? I've got lots of sentimental pieces in my wardrobe that remind me of amazing events that I've done, or, you know, I've kept every dress and every outfit I've worn at every one of my runways. I've still got all of the outfits that I wore when I was going on the first dates with my partner. I have, and they mean a lot to me. I've got all of the knitwear that my nan knitted before she passed away, and they're super important to me, because they're like little bits of her, you know, her passion and her creativity. And it's about having that connection with your clothing and starting to reach for the details that feel familiar and feel like home as well. You know, we're encased in we're like little babies in these outfits. Like it's comfort at the end of the day as well. So once you embrace that your style is yours alone, getting dressed can become really creative in the morning and not so stressful. Stop comparing yourself and start enjoying what is uniquely yours. You know, if in the morning you need to wake up and like half an hour early and spend just a little bit extra, a little bit longer each morning on the outfit that you're putting together, that's half an hour of self-care and checking in with yourself. And that's amazing. Like it's all about giving yourself the time and the grace to explore what style means to you. So I am a lover of the phrase, there's imperfection. No, wait. I am terrible with remembering exact phrases, by the way. Rewind. The phrase is, there's perfection within imperfection. And that's a really important thing to remember, is that we're not always perfect every time. So I have had so many outfit disasters. the kind of looks that make me cringe when they come up on my like photo memories on my phone. You know, especially when I was in my pattern clashing stage, like you better believe I clashed. Like I thought I was coming out like Vivian Westwood every day with really well constructed pattern clashing going on and stuff. No, they were bad, and that's amazing, because those were pinnacle stages in my style journey, because what they show were the days that I actually dared to experiment. Now, I didn't care what people thought of me. Well, I probably did. But, like, I still put that outfit together. I was like, I'm gonna see how this feels today. And I have absolutely learned that maybe those two patterns did not work for me. And that's fine. Because I still went out and edited it. I still put that outfit together in the morning and headed out. And that is what's important here, is having the courage to put that outfit together that maybe you feel a little bit unsure of, and just going out and seeing how it felt. Because making those mistakes whilst exploring style, they're absolutely a part of that journey. You're never going to know how you feel in those outfits until you've put that outfit on and you have gone out in it, you know? Be fearless. It's not about the rules, trends, or keeping up with what's cool. It's about tuning into yourself. So when you stop asking what's cool and start asking what feels like me, getting dressed then can become really joyful. Expression always matters more than perfection. Sometimes I get caught up in the perfection. Like I was really late the other day, running for the bus. because I was getting so obsessed over putting this new outfit together. I'd found a scarf in a charity shop a few days before. And it was like a hand-woven colourful like pinks and purples and loads of colours and textures in there, and it is gorgeous. Like the amount of time that somebody would have put into that to hand weave it is amazing, but because there were so many colours in it, I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna pull out all of those colours, I'm gonna put all into an outfit. And I was getting so obsessed with it, and at the end of the day I just needed to put it together and leave because I needed to get the bus. I did end up making it, thank god. Luckily I was wearing flat trainers that day, so I could run for the bus. But we all get tied up in that perfectionism, and sometimes you just got to let yourself go from it and just experiment. You never know, you know. You just never know. Things could go perfectly, and they will go perfectly, but you'll never get that perfection unless you try it and make mistakes along the way. It's important. So communication that the clothing can translate for you can translate into presence. So like I said earlier, like, have you ever been walking down the road and there's been somebody walking on the other side and you'll be like, oh my God, they look amazing. And that's because they exude a presence without even doing much other than wearing an outfit that they are wearing, you know? It's theirs. They look unique. They stand out from the crowd. So that happens when you honour your style, and you're not just choosing clothes, you're choosing to be seen. So style can communicate presence, confidence, and self-respect before a word is spoken. So taking time to put that amazing outfit together, that within itself is self-respect, because you're respecting yourself and how you want to show up that day. So being seen at first can feel really uncomfortable if you're at the start of your journey, and that's okay. But what you can do, something that can help, is seeing your outfit as a personal suit of armor. And that can help you become comfortable with being seen. If you're putting an outfit on that you know you look good in, it almost allows you to step into that confidence, step into that person who is confident, you know? So seeing that outfit as your personal suit of armor can help. And soon, you won't care who's looking, because you just know you look good. There's no anxiety there. Let that anxiety go. Who cares? Just come out and I guarantee you'll get some compliments as well. And that always feels good. Like, who doesn't want a compliment? And when you get a compliment as well, like, lap it up. Absorb it. Do not deflect that. And that's I'm telling you. Meg is telling you to absorb that compliment, because that's also very important. So once you start to come out in those weird outfits, you start to own that style that you're exploring, that's where you start to build trust within yourself and within your outfits and within your style. And it can become this amazing emotional regulation in fabric form. Something that you can look to maybe when you're not feeling great and you're like, I'm feeling rough this morning, but I've got to turn up to a meeting and I've got to do this, that and the other. Or I've got to go and perform tonight. Or an outfit can become like something that it is comfort to you. That you're like, I know that dress that makes me feel fantastic and I get loads of compliments in it. So when I'm not feeling good, I can put that on and it's like guaranteed dopamine. It's like, it sounds like I'm telling you that you'll get all of that from external validation, which is not what we're looking for. What we're looking for is us to feel comfortable and confident in ourselves without the need for external validation. However, it can help to have compliments as well. So don't deflect them, absorb them. So certain colours can energise and calm you. Like I said earlier, like yellows are an energising colour. Like oranges are a really energising colour as well. Whereas blues and greens can be quite calming. And intentional outfits can also help you feel capable and creative and at ease with what you're doing. And when I mean capable, like if you're having to, I don't know, manage a team one day or go for that dream, the interview for the dream job that you want. Outfits can help you step up to that and help you feel like that person. it's a really powerful thing to do. So it can become an anchor to you, and it can help you feel steady as well during the day. If you feel at ease and like yourself within that outfit, it can help you continue feeling like yourself and continue feel grounding, which is also very important. So we've come up to a break now. If you have enjoyed this, I have some more info on how you can fall in love with your personal style after the break. So stay locked to Ujima 98 FM. I will see you in a mo.
Keeping you informed. The BBC News, brought to you by Ujima Radio.
News for Bristol. A man from Clevedon is running 5k a day for the whole of February to raise funds and awareness of motor neurone disease. Ethan Scott's granddad had MND, and a close family friend has been recently diagnosed with the condition. He's just a few more runs away from completing his challenge.
I've come so far, I've got to finish the job. One of my best friends growing up, his dad's just been diagnosed at no age. He'd do anything for me, so I felt that I should try and return the favour in any way I possibly could.
People living in North Somerset could soon see the biggest council tax rise in decades. Permission for a 9% increase has been given by the government. The council had argued that tax levels were considerably lower than the average. The budget for the coming year will be debated at a full meeting of councillors this evening. A Bristol chef is launching a campaign to get school children curious about food. Amber Francis worked at the Ritz before becoming a school chef and won the BBC's Great British Menu in March last year. She's behind Try Something New Day, a scheme which supplies schools with a free resource pack to encourage children to eat a dish they've never had before. Bristol City travelled to Blackburn Rovers this evening. City are in need of a run of positive results. They're 12th in the Championship with only 13 games of the season left. After losing to Swansea on Saturday, defender Rob Atkinson says City need to be more ruthless.
There's plenty of games in the season where you could look at moments that we haven't really capitalised on, and because it's towards the end of the season, it hurts a bit more now. But it's all like during the whole season, there's been moments where it's not quite fallen for us. So it's just something that as a squad we need to get better at. It's not just the attackers; it's the midfield defenders. Be more ruthless in those moments.
That's the BBC News for Bristol. You're up to date.
The BBC News, brought to you by Ujima Radio.
Hi, I'm Mary Miner.
And I'm Meg Cox.
And you're listening to the Persona Power podcast
on Ujima Radio 98 FM. Hello, welcome back to the Persona Power podcast with myself, Meg Cox. And we have been talking about how we can fall in love with our personal fashion style this episode. Wishing Mary the best holiday ever. So you only have me today, which I have been enjoying chatting with you, and I hope you have found it helpful, and I hope that this is inspiring you to look internally for your personal style rather than looking to trends and what everybody else is saying is cool, because we don't need to listen to anybody else. So I was before talking about how we can use clothing to incite more confidence and more presence for ourselves as well, and how we can see it as a suit of armor, because it can really help us with our confidence and help us release ourselves from the anxiety of life, because life can be stressful, and if clothes can be there to help, then why not use them? They're an amazing tool. So I actually have a study for you, and I hope that this helps you see how important clothing can be in allowing us to step into our confidence. And the study was done by Hayo Adam and Adam Galinsky in 2012, and this tested the idea of whether wearing our clothes, or wearing certain clothes that are symbolic, are able to incite better performance from us. So the the theory that they were testing was enclosed cognition, that's the phrase. And what they did is they had 58 students take part in a test of selective attention through the Stroop test. So on critical trials, the ink colour of a word must be named whilst ignoring the other colour meaning of the word. So i.e. red is written in blue ink. So it's how we distinguish colour from what the word says. And what they did is they put half of the students in a scientist's white lab coat, and they were told this was to be consistent with the previous participants who'd taken part during the building work and worn the coat for protection. But the other students actually just wore their own clothes. So what they found is that students in the lab coats made half as many errors on the critical trials of the Stroop test. So that tells us that simply from wearing a lab coat that obviously has the connotation of being meticulous, being more intelligent or getting things right, it enabled them to step into that feeling and enable them to make less mistakes. So what we can do is we can use that within our clothing as well, in that if you need to, I don't know, assert more power that day, if you're running meetings or if you're having to manage a team, if you step into clothing that gives this, that almost exudes that level of authority, like a suit, like something that's more structured, then you're almost able to trick your brain into being that person. If you need to, you know, take up presence on a stage, are you performing in front of a big crowd, you need to wear something that takes up space. People can see you, that you feel like that creative person who you are. Step into that will trick your brain into being that person. What I was saying earlier about manifesting your life and your dreams through your outfit, this is how you do it. You dress as that person, you dress as that thing, you dress as that what that job, you dress as that, I don't know, that lifestyle, and it will help you achieve it. The quote that Adam and Galinsky said was, clothing can have a profound and systematic psychological and behavioural consequences for their wearers. Might the robe of a priest make us more moral? Would a firefighter's suit make us braver? Although the saying goes that clothing does not make the man, our results suggest they do hold a strange power over their wearers. I find it fascinating. Fascinating how clothing can have such a an impact on our psychology. You know, I just think it's fascinating. I think there is so much power in it. Why don't we lean on that and use it? It's an amazing tool. So going back to the topic of falling in love with your personal style, which I think when this airs, we will have passed Valentine's Day, but that's okay, because we should be loving ourselves and loving other people around us the entire year. Checking in with ourselves, checking in with the others, checking in with how everybody's feeling. I think we can do that all year. But I do hope that, you did send some love and appreciation to those people around you. So being in touch with your emotions and translating them into an outfit can help you feel less alone in how you feel too. So you can see your wardrobe as a therapist. That's how I see it. Now, if I'm not feeling too great one day, I can look to the things that I know make me feel good. Those dresses, those tops, those, you know, those shoes that actually sound loud whilst I'm walking. You know, people can hear me coming in my cowboy boots, and those shoes help me really establish my own presence through sound. And look into clothing as that anchor. It can help you dress in a way that feels true to you And when you do that, it enables you to grow your self-trust. So you can stop seeking external validation and just wear what feels right in that moment. It allows you to check in with yourself. Really notice how you're feeling. And that's always important, checking in with ourselves. Like, therapy's expensive. So why don't we look to our own wardrobe for that therapy? Obviously, shopping and retail therapy is not necessarily always cheap, but it can be. Shopping doesn't have to be expensive. Going into charity shops is my favourite thing to do. I love giving myself a day and just exploring some of the charity shops. But also, you could, instead of scrolling on TikTok and Instagram tonight, you could think, okay, I've been looking for a leather jacket forever, and going onto eBay and just putting in leather jacket, put in your size, and just scroll and have a look for some things that resonate with you. You don't necessarily need to buy it. But instead of just doom scrolling, we can look to the things that maybe we've been dreaming about. So style is it's an evolving love story. It's a process. And as we grow as people, our wardrobe and our style should evolve at the same time, because it's an extension of you at the end of the day. So some days you'll experiment and some days you'll return to old favourites, which is, again, old favourites. So again, that's important. You know, having things that are familiar are always a good thing. When we're not feeling maybe as confident that day, we can either choose to reach for the things that definitely does keep guaranteed confidence, or maybe just go for some comfortable things that day and accessorize crazily. That's always a really fun and easy way to style it up, is wear comfortable things and then bring out those crazy earrings. So there's ways that you can still check in and be confident, reaching for those old favorites. Some days you'll miss the mark, like my pattern clash days. And some days you'll surprise yourself. Every phase is valid and style evolves because you evolve as a person. And that's something to celebrate. There's no finish line. It's just about discovery. If you start to feel estranged from your wardrobe, that's usually a sign also to reinvent and evolve. And that's exciting in itself. We don't always stay the same. And if things do feel a bit weird and you're like, oh, I'm not really feeling that anymore, that's a sign to be like, okay, well, maybe what is it that I'm looking for now? Anyway, I think we're going to go to another break now. So please stay locked to Ujima Radio 98 FM. You're listening to the Persona Power Podcast, and I will be back with you very shortly.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Tommy Popcorn. Yeah. Yo, we got
shows tonight. Yes, fantastic show tonight. That's too many T's, and they are on the show tonight. So welcome.
Ah, it's good to be here. I love that. Did you play show tonight just so you could say that line?
Yeah, on the show tonight.
Ah,
it's
so good.
Obviously. Tommy ain't messing about.
He's not messing about. Yes, mate. Sauce, mother lover, don't ever
forget that. That's right. Fantastic. Thank you so much for saying mother lover.
Yeah. Tommy Popcorn.
The radio. Tommy Popcorn. Thursday 6 till 8, hey, don't be late, they'll never make you wait, hey.
Ujima Radio 98 FM.
Have the grey days been getting you down? Worry not! We're bringing some colour to the streets of Bristol with our new Ashanti Empress collection. We've got dungarees, festival tracksuits, colourful cords, and more in big, bold African print that will bring some sunshine to your days. All our clothing is ethically created in Ghana. Find out more and shop the new collection at ashantiempress.com.
Parks CIC, preventative and restorative counseling services in the heart of St. Paul's. Need to change patterns in your life? Are you stuck in the past? Do you feel no one is listening to you? Are you ready to dig deep into issues that stop you from living a regular life? And are you ready to explore those obstacles? Do you not have the support necessary to guide you through life at the moment? Then maybe counseling is for you. Confidential counseling is available from a culturally appropriate, qualified, competent counseling service right in the heart of St. Paul's. Email today, info@parkservices.org.uk. That's parcservices.org.uk. Or visit the website, parkservices.org.uk. Or contact 131 Wilder Street, St. Paul's, Bristol, BS2-8QU.
You're rocking with the best here on Ujima Radio, 98 FM.
Hi, I'm Meg Cox.
And I'm Mary Minor.
And you're listening to the Persona Power Podcast
on Ujima Radio, 98 FM.
Hello, welcome back to the Persona Power Podcast with myself, Meg Cox. I am a sustainable fashion stylist and I own a styling business here in Bristol. So I hope you've enjoyed this show so far. We have been talking about how we can fall in love with our personal style, which is an amazing way to showcase yourself some self-care and self-love. And it allows you to show up for yourself each morning and take some pride and take some care into how you want to express yourself that day. So it can be such a daily joy to find that enjoyment in the simple act of getting dressed in the morning. It's something that we can overlook quite easily, but it's something that can be so powerful, and it can literally set us up for that day, which is amazing. Like, just simply putting on an outfit can really prep yourself for the day ahead of you. And in this really fast digital world, personal style can reconnect you to yourself. It can bring you back into the present moment, and it reminds you that you're human, expressive, and allows you to take up space, which is something that we all should be doing. Like, we're all here on this planet, and there's enough space for us all. So take up that space. Allow yourself to be seen, and also nurture yourself whilst you're in that uncomfortable state of being seen if you're not used to it. You can look after yourself from the outfit that you're wearing. Remember, it's a suit of armor. It's something that we can put on, and it can help us feel confident when maybe we're not feeling. It's almost like tricking your brain into feeling confident. So getting dressed with love is a quiet but powerful way to give something back to yourself. So what you need to say now is, this is my style and I love it. And that could be something that you say after every new outfit that you put together. This is my style and I love it. Like, it's a really powerful thing to say to yourself, and it can allow yourself to have that validation. You don't always need to look to other people for that. We can also give ourselves those compliments. I think it's very important to do that. So if you have enjoyed this, or if you're looking for some support with style, then I am the lady you'd come to. So you can book in-person fashion styling sessions with me, but you can also book duo styling sessions with your pal, so you can come in with your friend or your partner or your mum or your daughter, and you can have a styling session together, which is a really lovely and wholesome thing to do, to experience that with somebody else. And you can have then that external validation from them. You can get that other opinion from them as well, which is always nice. And can give you a little bit extra confidence. But you can also get remote styling services from me as well, so you can have outfits delivered to your door. So if you're super busy, or if you just can't get out and about as much, you can get outfits personally styled for you, delivered to your door. Or come and see me in my shop. So I have a shop in the old M&S building, so in Sparks, Bristol. If you look for the orange mannequins next to the cafe, you will see me. So you can also follow me. So it's @clothmod. Clothmod is my business. So CLOTHEMOD on all of socials for more styling tips and inspiration. And I've also, this show was based on a blog that I wrote around falling in love with your personal style. So if you want to revisit this again, you can just go to my website and read my blog. So that's www.clothemod.com. So I am going to read you some more quotes from Iris Apfel, because I just think she's an icon. If you have never seen her before, please look her up. So her name is Iris, so I-R-I-S and then Apfel, so A-P-F-E-L, and she is an icon. I love everything that she always wears. She's a maximalist and I love that. So some more quotes from her. When the fun goes out of dressing, you might as well be dead. I love how blunt that is. Like, yeah, there's so much like life and joy in getting dressed. Life is grey and dull, so you might as well have a little bit of fun when you dress. Absolutely. It's something that you can find joy from. Like, it's so easy to do. And it's right there in your wardrobe. When you don't dress like everybody else, you don't have to think like everybody else as well. We're unique. So no amount of money can buy your style. It's just instinctive. So that's another thing. We don't need loads of money to look cool and to explore our own style. We really don't. I think it's something that maybe the fashion industry has instilled in us, in that, you know, retail therapy is what it's about. We need to go out and spend lots of money. But no, we can go to clothes swaps with our friends and find some outfits that maybe they're not wanting to wear anymore, but look amazing on us. Or we could go to the charity shop. We can go have a look online, you know, we can have hand-me-downs. I've got clothes from my mum from when she was younger. I've got clothes from my nan. I have got a leather coat from my nan, and she used to wear it in her 30s. I am not even going to try and do the maths. Maths is not my strong point, but it's old, you know. And yeah, it's probably about 60, 70 years old. So I don't dress to be stared at. I dress for myself. That's another quote. I don't dress to be stared at. I dress for myself. That's another thing. And that's maybe a good thing to tell yourself if you're a little bit worried about being seen, if you're wearing some brighter colours than usual. Don't do it for other people. Do it for yourself. That's where the fun is. Great personal style is an extreme curiosity about yourself. And that's beautiful. And that's exactly what we've been talking about. It's about looking internally and being curious about what you like and what you enjoy. Like, pay attention to yourself. You know, give yourself that attention. You don't need it from other people. Just finding some more quotes for you. So if you don't learn constantly, you don't grow and you will wither. Too many people wither on the vine. Sure, it gets a little harder as you get older, but new experiences and new challenges keep it fresh, which is amazing as well. Now, we're only as old as we feel, I guess. And you don't find out who you are unless you work at it. It's an exploration, and it's a journey that you need to delve into yourself. You know, it's something that you do need to work at a little bit, but don't see it as work. It's not homework for you to do. It's a genuine curiosity in yourself. Another quote is, being an individual takes effort. Most people are pretty lazy, and that's okay. I mean, there are more important things than fashion. If you're going to stress, if it's going to stress you out to have a sense of style, don't do it. The important thing is to be comfortable so you can get on with your life. But if it helps to have fashion, then go do that too. So if you have enjoyed this, please go and read my blog. Please come and see me in my shop. Please find me online and follow and hear more tips, more fashion and style tips. You know where I am. And I have absolutely loved chatting to you today and exploring what fashion means to us, to you, how it can be a tool to help us. And it is so valuable to spend time with yourself and spend time looking into the things that you love and enjoy. There's so much power in that. So I'm handing the power over to you. Anyway, thank you so much for listening today. I have absolutely adored chatting to you. And have a wonderful rest of your day and stay locked to Ujima Radio 98 FM. Bye!
Ujima Radio 98 FM.
Something deep inside had me, find it kind of hard to. But if I'm listening, it will always find me. Intuition. Outside for the wisdom, no action without permission. Lacking faith in my own vision, razor blade, make the abscission. Cut these chains off, free from prison. All I had to do was listen to my soul. And truth starts to grow.
Sitting here in love.